India Inc. slips off the global market cap leaderboard. Grow founders cash out after IPO lock-in expiry. Government plans a 360-degree startup database. Unacademy Test Prep CEO exits ahead of Upgrad merger.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get a podcast. Alright, before we get into top stories today, here's some breaking news coming in. India's parliamentary finance panel is set to meet crypto platforms including Binance, WazirX and ZepPay tomorrow to discuss crypto regulations. Now, this meeting is expected to focus on compliance, investor protection and the broader framework for digital assets in India. So, we'll have to wait and watch what comes out of it, and of course, we'll keep you posted on what is it tomorrow. All right, let's start with the markets, where India's position on the global leaderboard is slipping sharply. For the first time in years, India now has no company left among the world's top 100 listed firms by market capitalization. And the steepest fall has come from the IT sector. TCS has dropped to 314th globally from 84th at the start of 2025. Infosys has slipped to 590th position from 198th. Now, India's presence in the global top 500 has also reduced sharply from 15 companies earlier this year to just 9 now. The number of Indian firms above the 100 billion mark market cap mark has also fallen from around 6 to just 3. Reliance Industries, HDFC Bank and Bharti Airtel. Now, so what changed here? Global brokerage have become more cautious on India, citing slowing growth, expensive valuations and oil-linked inflation concerns. At the same time, higher US bond yields are attracting capital back into dollar assets, pulling flows away from emerging markets like India. But there's another larger trend underneath all this. Global markets right now are rewarding AI chips, cloud and platform giants like Nvidia and Alphabet. So India still does not have a globally dominant listed AI or deep tech company. And that gap is becoming increasingly visible in global rankings. Next up, Grow founders are finally seeing their first major liquidity event in nearly a decade. So sources have told Money Control that Grow's founder promoter have sold shares worth around 250 to 260 crore rupees after the six-month lock-in expiry for pre-IPO shareholders. Now, founders are reportedly looking to use part of the money for angel investing and philanthropy, but the share sale itself is relatively small, less than 1% of their holdings. For example, founders Lalit Keshre, Harsh Jain, Ishan Bansal and Neeraj Singh together still hold over 27% in the company. The timing is interesting because Grow's lock-in expiry has triggered significant trading activity in the market. Since May 12th, around 6,000 crore rupees worth of Grow shares have changed hands through block deals. More than 60 domestic and international funds participated in those transactions. So some of Grow's largest investors, including Peak, Ribbit Capital and Y Combinator, have also trimmed their stakes. And despite a relatively flat equity market overall, Grow's market capitalization has doubled since its IPO, driven by strong growth in both revenue and profitability. But interestingly, the conversation around founders using liquidity for startup investing is not entirely new. We saw Zerodha founders, for example, build Rain Matter as an investment and philanthropy vehicle, backing over 160 startups so far. Now to startup policy, where the government is working on what could become a massive operating layer for India's innovation ecosystem. The IT ministry wants to build what it calls a 360-degree national startup and innovation database, but this is not just another startup directory. The proposed platform aims to connect startups with funding schemes, grants, incubators, investors, mentors, patents, products, and even program history through a single system. Now, according to the tender documents, the platform will support government initiatives as well, including Samrid, Tide, Chunauti, Scale, and Women in Tech programs. Now, the idea is basically to build a unified view of India's startup ecosystem. For policymakers, the system will also provide dashboards tracking sectoral trends, funding activity, commercialization outcomes, and program participation. The platform is expected to integrate with Startup India and Ministry of Corporate Affairs systems while complying with DPDP rules, certain guidelines, and data localization norms. So India startup ecosystem may soon get something very similar in the digital world, another stack layer, but this time for innovation tracking and governance. And finally, let's move on to EdTech. Unacademy's leadership reshuffle is continuing as the company moves closer to its proposed merger with Upgrad. Unacademy's Stress Prep CEO Sumit Jain is stepping down from his full-time operating role. Now, according to an internal memo reviewed by Moneycontrol, Jain's last working day in a full-time capacity will be June 30, after which he will continue in as an advisory role. Before joining Unacademy through the OpenTalk acquisition, he had also co-founded Common Floor, which was later acquired by Quikr. Now, overall, this development comes just as Upgrad moves ahead with its proposed acquisition of Unacademy. Days ago, Upgrad filed a merger application with the Competition Commission of India. In fact, Moneycontrol had first reported last year that Upgrad was in talks to acquire Unacademy in a deal valued between $300 and $400 million. And the merger, as we expect, is to strengthen Upgrad's position in online test prep across categories like UPSC, JEE, NEET, and GATE. Now, the transaction is expected to close by the end of June, subject to regulatory approvals. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Moneycontrol. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekdays in the evening, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast.